balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
The 434 podcast with the box and the power.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
And welcome everybody to episode 7 of the 434 podcast. I am the box, known as Brenton Cooper. We have the power. Say hi, power.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we have a special guest tonight, hashtag Jezebel. Say hi, Jezebel.
Hello.
It's amazing. We actually have a wrestling fan that's a girl. It's awesome. You don't see them amazing. Very much anymore.
And I'm a real girl, too.
Yeah.
She's a real girl.
It's a girl. Okay, awesome. This episode, we're covering Hell in a Cell Review. We'll talk a bit about that and how unexpectedly awesome it was. Then we'll go into a Raw recap, which was also quite a good Raw, I thought. But it's
been a good couple of days of wrestling.
Yeah, we'll discuss it in depth.
I meant sports entertainment.
Yeah, get that right. We've got the tweets and chats as well. We answer all your questions that you sent through. And then we finish off with the Tournament of Champions. So, I think it's about time that we get into Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell was really, really awesome.
Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, I kind of fucked that up. My bad. All right, sick. Hell in a Cell was...
Well, the Undertaker just came in to say that, so good on him.
Hell in a Cell.
Hashtag thank you, Taker.
Yeah. Hell in a Cell started off with the pre-show match. Dolph Ziggler, Cesaro, and Neville taking on the European Ultra, as they call themselves. King Barrett, Sheamus, and Rusev. Chris, what was your thoughts on this one?
I thought it was a pretty good match. For a pre-show match. I'm a big fan of Rusev, or Ruru.
Yeah.
Whatever he's going by these days. So, you know, I was pretty happy.
What did you catch the pre-show
match? I didn't, actually, but I do like the angle.
Oh.
I like the angle of the whole, like, Europeans versus Americans. I think it works.
But Neville's not American, so...
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I hope he joins them.
Yeah, but I don't see Neville turning heel anytime soon.
I really want them to have this dominance.
He's like the American version of Ray. He's small and he's athletic and
he's... Did you just call him American?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, he's the English version of Ray, but...
No, he's better than Ray.
He's better than Ray, yeah.
The guy just needs to learn how to speak, but...
Yeah. Mighty Mouse. The face team won that one. Ziggler, Cesaro, and Neville.
But we all know, you know, face is going to win the pre-show, so I knew that going in. I'm glad... you know, the European nation or whatever, of domination, whatever you want to call them.
European Ultra. I called them the European affiliation the other day on Facebook. They were like, is that really their name? Like,
I don't even, I don't even know their name.
It's a good faction.
I like them.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted Sheamus and Barrett to team up, so.
Who knows, they might turn up in season 2 of Tournament of Champions, which we'll talk about later.
Season 2.
First match was the most talked about match of Hell in a Cell. And that was John Cena's open challenge.
Considering I made like 15 to 20 different opponents for him, this is the one person I didn't pick.
Do you know how much he would have paid out?
I put on quite a few $1 bets and I was very, very upset.
He was on there as well.
To nothing.
Oh.
I could have put money on him and I didn't.
Was he on there?
Yeah.
If you don't know who we're talking about and you've been
like,
living under a rock.
It was like $15 to one.
Not The Rock like Jess does.
Uh-huh, I wish.
big Rock fan. Alberto De Rio made his return to the WWE to face John Cena. Sorry, Ash, John Cena lost.
Oh, no!
So, yeah, that was a really good match, very unexpected. Did not see Del Rio and...
Oh, sorry, what? Good match?
Yeah,
that match
it was a good
was
match.
Shit.
It was a good match.
I think I was...
You know, the pop was huge, because, don't get me wrong, you had Zeb Cole to come out. Everyone just went dead, like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no pop. It was like Jack Swagger.
I was just about to say,
I think I was too excited about the fact that Del Rio was out to actually really concentrate about the quality of the match.
I rewatched it. It was garbage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, garbage. It's the first time I've seen Cena.
I didn't even enjoy it when I was watching it.
Yeah.
Also, reflecting on the fact that we only saw Del Rio a couple of months ago in a sports centre in Rockingham.
Well, it was in front of a couple hundred people. Yeah,
exactly. I could appreciate that.
It was more of a fact that we didn't expect him to come back because of what happened. Yeah,
don't get me wrong. He got a massive pop. Everyone was like, oh my God, Del Rio, because everyone's starting to talk about it, but, you know, they let him back after all the problems that happened when he left, because he left because he bashed an employee because they were racist towards him, blah, blah, blah.
Fair enough.
And then if you look at the match, it's pretty garbage. 5 minutes into it, the crowd even dies off. They're like, oh, wow, it is Del Rio. Like, this guy was boring as batshit when he was here last.
Mm. And then the match ended.
The match ended. Yeah. It was like a kick to a head.
Backstabber and
backstabber kicked the head and the pin. Even everyone was like, what?
What just happened?
Yeah.
He didn't kick out at two. It was very unusual.
But he's being a heel now. So, like, why couldn't you just break John Cena's arm? Mm. And give John Cena a reason to leave. Puts good heel heat onto Del Rio.
Mm. No, good point. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what he does as the US champion with the Mex Americans and Zeb Coulter. That is the worst idea I've ever heard of.
Doesn't make any sense.
As soon as they said it, I was like, is that real? Like, is that really what they're calling themselves right now? It sounds like they thought of it just in the weather and like guerrilla position. Like
Vince's backstage, like, oh, we're gonna call him. The Mex-Americans!
Because one's Mexican and one's American. Write that down.
That is gold.
Damn it. We're going to put that on a shirt.
We are the Mex-Americans. Hell, Hydra.
People would buy it. And that's the sad
Donald Trump's going to want to come back.
People would actually pay money for that stuff.
Yeah, that's tragic. On to the next match. It was probably a very close tie for match of the night. The first Hell in a Cell match, Bray Wyatt versus Roman Reigns.
Ooh.
Now, before you guys jump in and talk about it, I have always been against Reigns. I don't like him getting pushed. I don't like how they're using him. But he earned a lot of respect over the last two nights worth of wrestling. And I think he's put on an absolute fantastic match with Wyatt. It was the sort of stuff that you'd see back in the old Attitude Era sort of thing. And it was really, really good. What were your thoughts, Jess?
I loved it. I thought it was so engaging, and yeah, Roman definitely won me over. I wanted Roman to be the champion when he arrived, being The Rock's cousin, of course.
Yeah.
I was like, it's in his jeans, and then he disappointed me for so long.
You want to be in The Rock's jeans?
That's the second innuendo tonight.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's gonna keep coming.
I know. I don't mind it.
The Rock wants to be inside.
No, but then he made me proud. He actually made me proud at Hell in a Cell, and I was, I'm a fan again. Yeah. Definitely.
What did you think, pal?
Oh, mate.
How good were those table spots?
It was a really good match. Honestly, it was good. I hate Roman Reigns. It's hard for me to say that, but, you know, they both put on a pretty good match. I'd even say it's probably one of the best Hell in a Cell matches in the PG era.
Mm, no, that's a fair call.
But essentially, it was a hardcore match inside of a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Mm. It was basically a really good hardcore match. Still, it was pretty good. There was a really good spot, especially almost the rock bottom into the table. Bray onto Roman.
Yeah.
And that's like his signature move, though.
Rock bottom!
If you play 2K15 or 16, if you've already got it, because we haven't yet. seriously, he's finished.
It almost makes you want to spit out how awesome that is.
Yeah, sorry, I just spat everywhere.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's everywhere. Sorry, I like to spit. Anyways, keep going. Yeah.
Hey.
You were saying? No.
So many innuendos.
Bray Wyatt.
I've got the four covered, mate. So Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns, hell of a match. I really enjoyed the little spot with the kendo sticks in the corner. Yeah. I knew what was going to happen
usually when
somebody sets it up, something. They're the ones that are going to go into it.
Yeah, but he didn't go into it the way I thought he was going to go into it. I was sort of, he set up one on, you know, parallel to the other, and I go, what the hell is he doing with this? And that was, I really liked the fact that I didn't know what was coming.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh yeah, some jacks.
Cracking them beers.
No, seriously, I was hell excited. I was like, oh my God, we're going to get some violence, like some proper violence. And then he grabbed the bottom one and smacked him with it.
I really liked the spear from the ring apron into the table.
That was
they
good.
Both landed perfectly. It was good.
Yeah.
It looked like it really hurt Bray's neck though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it hurt Reigns more, but he landed.
Nah.
He landed.
He's wearing all that body armor and SWAT gear. He's fine. Dude thinks he's still in the Shield.
What would we rate that match out of 5?
I'd give it a 4.
Yeah.
even though I don't like rain, so I'll give him a 4.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, 4. Yeah, I agree.
It was definitely good. 4.
But do you guys agree it's probably one of the best Hell in a Cell matches in the PGA era?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's I think we're all in agreement on that one. That's definitely a good call.
Lock it in.
Lock it in, Eddie. Next match we had, it was the tag team title match. The Dudley Boys.
The match I won money on.
The Dudley Boys versus the New Day. Let's all raise our unicorn.
Oh, we do. We're all raising our unicorn heads. Yep.
And some magic.
We send out a little magic prayer to Xavier Woods.
Oh, they get funnier and funnier every week.
Those damn Dudleys put him to the damn table.
That was really loud. I'm happy with that. You found your voice, pal.
He has.
He found the power of positivity.
Let's be honest. You haven't liked wrestling a lot lately.
Have we?
Can you blame him?
Liked wrestling
Can
lately?
You blame
exactly.
Him?
But
the ratings are showing everyone is switching off.
Exactly. And
it's got the worst ratings it does now than before the Attitude Era.
But I think these last two nights of wrestling have actually kind of got us all a bit more excited again.
Yeah, they've sort of redeemed themselves a little bit.
Mm. But no one else is tuning on to watch it.
No, that's
even last night's Raw did a bad rating.
Mm. But back to the Hell in a Cell.
I feel like some ice cream now.
I wonder why.
The Dudley Boys take on the New Day, and obviously New Day not having
really good match.
The X-Man there with them brought the old broken trombone.
You know, like I said, I'm sending out my magic prayers to Xavier Woods. Hopefully he gets some recovery.
He did a
well.
Little Arthur and took some time off. That's what he was doing. My favourite part of the night, the most comedic part, was when they were chastising Bubba Ray and they're saying he's like the Caucasian Kamala and tapping
that
their
was,
bellies. I lost my shit on that. That was hilarious.
I lost my shit with the Chief J trombone. I love that.
I love how they're
like,
every. They're so fresh every episode.
Yeah.
JBL
and even
needs
the
to hang out
even the post match interviews backstage are gold.
Mm. Like that
you
one you uploaded,
the,
yeah.
The one with Eden and she's wearing the shirt with him and then they're telling her to take it off. They're like, you didn't buy that. You're a thief. You stole it.
Where's JoJo?
They're saying that she stole it from the merchandise stands and then she takes it off and then they're telling her to wash it and. No, they're gold.
I reckon Cody Rhodes is one lucky guy.
Ooh, yeah.
Eden Styles is very, very nice. Sorry, Brandy Rhodes, whatever she wants to be called.
I don't even know, mate.
You won money.
I think she's a lucky girl.
Oh!
I do love a man with a lisp.
Imagine if The Rock had a lisp.
Oh,
anyway.
I need to be alone right now.
It was a really good match, though. Like, a lot of people were saying, nah, the Dudleys need to win this, they're going to win this, but I said no.
No, you said no. You said...
I said hell no.
Yeah, make
power
them wait for it a little bit longer.
Make them wait. That's why I put money... Because like, even the odds said Dudley Boys are going to win.
Yeah.
So I put money on New Day.
Yeah.
And I prayed that unicorn magic. And I won money.
You put $15 down or something like that.
I put the $15
down. $15.
And I got a lot back.
You won.
That's all I'm saying.
You won.
That's all I'm saying.
I
you don't need to know.
I know what you won, so that's
you
all
you don't
I'm
need
laughing.
To know. But I won money.
you didn't lose money, so let's leave it at that. What did you think of the match, Jess?
I really liked it, except I couldn't really take my eyes off
how many
Big E's
out of 5
hips.
Big E's hips.
Do you like
his
him dry rating?
Hips.
Would you like him to dry rate for
no,
you?
No, no, but
maybe
it's kind of entrancing. Like it's.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking at more: his hips or his eye movements and his facial.
What about
expressions?
His chest, boobs, pecs?
As a girl, I don't really look at that.
They're fucking huge.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
And I feel like, you know, he's doing the wires.
He's such a huge unit. When he moves like that, it's sort of like, it's not meant to be
unit.
Like that. It's kind of unnatural.
What a unit. You've got The Rock on your mind.
I wouldn't say unit. But no, out of 5.
Be honest.
I was going to say a 3.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was going to say a 3 as well.
I was going to say the 2. I didn't. Yeah, 3.
Maybe 2.8.
2.8.
Are we doing the decimals now?
Maybe 2.2.
No,
like
it was a solid 3. Xavier would have brought it up for a 4.
Yeah,
I missed the
trombone.
Yeah. It was an okay match. It was a good mid-card match. The next match was Snorefest 5000. Nikki Bella versus Charlotte for the Divas title.
Fast forwarded through.
How good was the Alabama Slam on the outside?
Oh, that was good.
I
though.
I didn't see that.
I fast forwarded the match. I stopped it at that part. I saw it. And I was like, I want Nikki to win. Then that didn't happen. No. So I'm disappointed.
I do say one thing, though, and I know a few people will agree with me out there.
Ooh.
Ash, Nikki Bella is unbelievably hot. And her outfits, I get
looks amazing in white.
Smaller and smaller.
She does look amazing in white.
And there was no Brie, I don't think. And
no, that was good.
No other Bella. It was perfect.
She used to blend her makeup a bit better, but that's just a girl thing. Her face was white and her body was orange.
I saw that.
I'm actually hanging out for a person did an interview today, and Triple H and Charlotte actually tweeted back about it. And that was your girl, Ronda Rousey.
My girl.
And she was saying that maybe when she retires from USC, she might come for the Divas title.
Oh, damn.
That would be awesome.
Take my money now.
Which will then be called the...
Take My Money and My House. Which would be called the Women's Championship, hopefully.
Yes, of course.
Yay! That was a message. No, it wasn't.
We've got mail. The anonymous general manager sent us in.
He said, stop talking about Ronda Rousey and start praising John Cena.
Never.
Can we please push John Cena? I feel like that guy needs a push.
Off a cliff.
Oh! Harsh words.
I was thinking it.
I said it. All right, so yeah, as we skip through that match, that was probably the only highlight was that...
I really want Nikki to be the champion again.
Yeah.
Charlotte's not shit. I think it's just because of...
Because the storyline of shit.
If it was Sasha Banks, it'd be different.
I mean, if Sasha Banks... I'm glad Sasha Banks is kind of staying away from this crap. Mm. Triple H is protecting her. Mm.
Yeah.
He's like, you're on the main roster, but we're not going to put you with this boring shit.
Yeah.
Wait till they work out whatever the hell they're doing.
I hope at Survivor Series they actually have a Battle Royal and have all the Divas against each other for the title and just not do it like the WrestleMania one where Santina or whatever fucking stupid thing it was. Make it a legitimate...
Don't you remember when AJ won the Battle Royal at WrestleMania? Time.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably a better reference.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's hosting?
The Box.
The Box does not know anything. I'm just here for comedic jokes. All right, so the next match was the World Heavyweight Championship match, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. Demon Kane, Seth Rollins with... the fact that if Demi Kane lost, he would be fired as director of operations, which is pretty much a foregone conclusion that was going to happen anyways, because that's run its course.
I put $15 on Kane.
Yeah, I wanted Kane to win.
Because I felt like he needs one more run. One more run. Mm. Give it back to Seth with ample time before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Make him a two-time world champion.
Two-time.
And let Kane have it one last time, and then it's done. I was actually surprised that he didn't win for some reason. I thought that they would give him this one.
Yeah, but seeing...
I see what you mean, but I'm looking at the big picture and I can understand where they're going with it now.
Yeah, with what we've seen on Raw, which
we'll get to.
And I prefer that kind of story to be told rather than...
Well, yeah, if Kane won it, then where do you go from there? Yeah.
Exactly, sort of thing. So yeah, it was an okay match. Kane seemed very slow. Slower than he used to be.
Of course.
And you know, he's getting older.
But Seth was there.
But look how good he was on Raw.
Yeah.
Make him look good.
It's all about what Raw he's being told to do.
Mm.
I don't know, just that little glimpse of him on Raw was just brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah.
Of the big red machine.
Yeah.
That table did not break. Mm. That looked like it hurt like a bitch.
Yeah.
That was very, very...
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be moving quick after
that. Damn you, Spanish announce table.
Just bounced off the side of it.
He didn't hit it right. He hit it on the corner.
Yeah. Seth
is just hurting all these legends.
Just not good enough.
Maybe the Roman Empire will take him out.
Don't start. We had the Intercontinental title match. Kevin Owens versus Ryback.
Kevin Owens is amazing.
Kevin Owens is great.
I feel sorry for him that they
put him... I can't believe he's still there.
Yeah, put him with
I don't Ryback. Understand why they try... I mean, yeah, he's a big guy, but seriously, like, he got the whole feed me more chance. Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
That's, again, because it's an easy thing to join in on. Yeah. It's kind of fun, but...
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun.
I think it's...
I haven't done it yet.
No,
I do.
I will refuse to do it.
I do it on my screen. I do it on my screen just because I can. We don't have that many catchphrases anymore. I started watching in the world of, you know, when The Rock was doing like catchphrase a minute.
Yeah, There isn't many. There isn't many catchphrases these days.
So yeah, you got to jump on.
Yeah,
you can.
I guess. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm glad Owen's retained.
I feel like if I'm screaming out, "Feed me more," someone's going to be like,
"Here you go, have some food."
They're going to be thinking I'm asking for food, and that's not good.
That's I don't need any more food. Yeah. I barely fit in my clothes now.
I'm good.
Dub it. So yeah, I'm glad Kevin Owens won. That was good.
Absolutely.
Keeps him going with the title. He's
bringing prestige back.
He's a really good Intercontinental Champion. He's the type of heel that you'd want as an Intercontinental Champion. His Twitter and all that sort of stuff, and just how he is normally is.
Did you guys see the video of him backstage? He's getting interviewed.
No.
And then
he was lying down.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the Undertaker's music hits, and he stops the interview. And he's like, "Hey, that's Undertaker's music." And he sits up and he's like, "I've got to go." He wanted to go watch the match. He's a big mark.
Yeah. No,
that's awesome.
I'm glad he's there. It's going to be good. Hopefully, we'll talk more about him, actually, because of what happened at Raw shortly.
Oh.
But the last match was the final Hell in a Cell match, which was Brock Lesnar taking on the Dead Man.
The Undertaker.
And it was a good match. I enjoyed it. My biggest problem with it, though, was the fact as soon as I saw blood, in come the towels.
I know.
I was like, what the
hell?
I
was excited when I saw blood.
I kind of liked it because it kept with the PG era theme, and then especially when, like, Brock Lesnar.
It's like, oh no, not blood!
Oh no!
But man is a family!
By God, by God, by God! I liked it how, you know, Brock ended up pushing away the Doctor.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I just pictured it. I was like, oh my god, the dirt sheets are going to be like, Vince is angry about the blood and blah, blah, blah.
How much did they get fined for that?
And then, like, what happened afterwards? All the dirt sheets were saying exactly that. And then it turns out today, none of that was true.
Dirt sheets are just dirt sheets, though.
Yeah, they're full of shit.
They are. They're like that,
new meme order crap.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Well, they're done.
We didn't say that.
The match is friggin' awesome. I have to say it's probably the best Hell in a Cell match since the PG era.
You just said that about
one off. This one is the best.
You said
this one was the best.
Really? Because
this was a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, it was a bit.
It was good.
I just want someone to climb it and get thrown off again. Nah, that's not going to happen. No. But
but this was good. Like, it just they told a story and it was good. Undertaker didn't look like he was going to die.
No, that's
is it
true.
Just me or when he ripped up the flooring? Did he not? Who put who through the floor?
Like chokeslammed and then
he chokeslammed and kicked out and then
F5'd.
And then F5'd. And
yeah,
then
but no one actually hit the wood, didn't
they? They made it look like they were. But
they had the camera angle, but I knew and I was like, oh, I felt a little bit disheartened. They couldn't even do that for me.
Well,
or maybe they just missed, but
I think they just missed because they were look like they were aiming. And
yeah, trying to, but
like
I think
some of their body
when they talk about Hell in a Cell being so like brutal. The cage, yeah, being so brutal and so such a destructive object, and then they don't let them bleed in front of you. Mm. It's sort of like going, I don't know, they just, I don't know.
Well, it's kind of realistic. Send the doctor out, get the doctor to try and do his job, and then eventually Brock's like, fuck you. And then
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like hit him and throw him
as
away.
As you would expect Brock to do.
And then they just kept bleeding and it was good.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was all in all, it was a good pay-per-view, I reckon.
It was a good ending to their story.
Good end to their story. The right man won, I thought, in the end. I was very, very surprised by how good the pay-per-view was earlier on.
Are we not going to talk about the ending after the match?
Well,
that was interesting in itself.
I was going to get to it. You jumped the gun.
Five stars.
Just trust the man, right?
Trust the man.
He's got a run sheet and everything.
I'm the host with the most.
Ooh.
No, not really. I've got no idea what I'm doing.
It's my first day.
It's my who's your daddy and what does he do?
get to the chopper.
Yeah. So, the pay-per-view was good. I enjoyed it. Four out of five.
Oh, nice.
Four out of five with the pay-per-view. What was yours?
Probably, yeah, 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good rating.
If you're allowed decimals, I'm going to say 4.1.
Okay,
on the Richter scale.
I'm going 4.2 then. Let's be honest.
It's not a competition.
Is it?
It is if the cow's in the room. I have to be better. the pay-per-view was, everyone's cheering for the Undertaker.
It was a 4.2 out of...
It was a 4.2 out of 5.1. Yeah. and, you know, everyone was like, thank you, Taker, and then bang, Bray Wyatt.
It was perfect. It was so good.
Yeah, just as he was about to hit
the floor. The crowd were like doing the whole thank you take, and then, he stood up and
then
because normally we don't get to see that.
No, that's what I was thinking. I was sitting there going, well, usually they would fade out by now.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, I've looked at the time.
They kept going, and I was like,
something's going to happen here.
Yeah.
And then bang, Bray Wyatt comes out with the family. Perfect.
All of them
together.
Yeah.
The black sheep and the white sheep and everything else.
The dirty mechanic, Luke Harper.
Yeah. And they beat him down and take him away like he's been carried away.
I thought that was perfect. On that a cross. Was so well done.
I've got something to say about that,
yeah. But I'll get to that later. Okay. So hashtag we'll get to that.
Hashtag we'll get to that.
Yep.
Why hashtag?
Just trying to get something going. Let's support him. Hashtag we'll get to that.
Hashtag we'll get
it trending, people.
Come back to me and I'll tell you.
Okay. So, yeah, no, that was a really, really good pay-per-view. I enjoyed it immensely. And now it's time for our next part of the show.
What's that? Now get the guns, the drugs, from my generation, I'll take the fall. The saints, no cross the nation, and it's a sin. The guns, the beast, the fraud, they're messing with me.
I had to play that for a little bit longer. That is the best Raw intro song ever.
It is pretty amazing.
I freaking love that thing.
Takes me back.
It was so
good. Take me back to the...
No.
No?
No, please don't. Ever. Ever again.
Hashtag never do that again. Duly noted. I
drink my drink.
Oh, don't make a joke. The Rock's not here. She wouldn't choke, no. Sorry, that was bad innuendo.
My mum wants to listen to this.
Okay, well, in that case, we're sorry, Jess's mum.
This podcast has went from an M to MA.
Yeah. Okay, Raw recap.
Show mum what, Jess? Are you going out to dinner with The Rock?
Raw recap. We first started with the Authority in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about how good Hell in a Cell was with Taker and Brock and, you know, the man, Seth Rollins, defeating Kane and everything else. And then Kane...
Triple H was playing Proud Dad.
Yeah.
I felt the love there. He was about to, like, scruffle up Seth's hair or something.
Yeah.
But normally he's been disappointed dad for so long. It was good to see him as Proud Dad.
Yeah, and Steph just smiling along beside him.
Proud Mum.
So then Rollins comes out and, you know, talks himself up again and, like, he's the man, he's amazing, all this sort of stuff.
He's currently the face that runs the place.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden we get... And Roman Reigns comes out.
And I immediately wanted to switch it off.
Oh.
I was excited for it. I thought it was really good. Did you enjoy it? I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy what he said?
He's getting a lot better at his promos.
What did he say? I didn't listen.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing mentionable.
Nothing mentionable. Just basically, you know, he wants to be...
He wants the title?
But it was better than... He has been in previous times.
But see, the way they said
it... So that's why I'm worried when he picks up the microphone. I'm like, oh, here we go.
This is the Raw that I've been missing a long time ago, though. I've been missing it for a long time, sorry. And that's the fact that if they're going to have a number one contender, make them earn it. And that's what they did tonight. All the winners from Hell in a Cell got to face off to be in the right for the Fatal 4-Way.
I agree. That was actually some... proper booking for once.
Yeah, it was very reminiscent of, like, the old bookings.
It's like, oh my god, you won a match, now you qualify for something. Yeah,
exactly. They earned that spot. So we get into the first match, and it's one of my favourite matches. After that is my favourite match. I'm reading too far ahead. Roman Reigns versus Kofi Kingston.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying Kofi as a heel. He's better as a heel.
I just love his promos.
Yeah, his promos.
I love how he insulted
Get your unicorns. Reigns. Get your unicorns.
Put our unicorns up.
We're actually doing unicorns, if you can't see. Yeah.
Yeah, so back to what I was saying. I liked Kofi insulting Roman Reigns. Called him stupid for wearing the shield gear.
Yeah, get some new clothes, man.
Yes, I love that.
He made me pop, so I was pretty happy with that. I was like, yes.
So, obviously, we all knew what was going to happen there. Yeah. I don't see Kofi being in the main event picture.
I would have liked it. If it was anyone except for Roman, I feel
anyone
like...
Anyone but you.
Should have won.
Anyone but you.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyone but you.
But no, he got the match, finished off on a win there, qualified for the Fatal 4-Way, so, which was good. Now the match that I get onto, which was Kevin Owens and Cesaro.
This match was pretty good.
Oh, yes. Cesaro is a magician in the ring. Kevin Owens works so well with him, and I mean...
He was doing a lot of pandering to the crowd for once, Cesaro, which was...
There was a lot of Cesaro section signs out there, which I think
he wasn't taking advantage of some of the moves, and he do his little pose and get the reaction. Yeah. That stood out for me because he doesn't normally do that.
No, he did. It was really, really good. In between, just before that match, though, they had a little segment where they show the Miz playing 2K16. He's like, I'm going to be Austin 316 and I'm going to whip some ass and all that sort of... How do you want to do it? Because you're the Austin guy. You've got the voice.
No, not this one.
Not this one?
We'll do it for later on.
We'll do it for later on. Okay, cool.
It was a pretty shitty segment. You could tell it was recorded the day before as well. So that was actually recorded at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was that a waste of a legend.
Mm. It was. It was. It was. It was quite
People
sad.
Are going to know what we're talking about when we get to it.
Yeah. So then, after Owens wins the match, so he qualifies, a good way to finish, obviously, with, fans are starting to chant, this is awesome, during the match, which was really, really good.
It was a pretty good match, I was really enjoying it.
I was thinking about them too, having their own...
feud for the title.
Yeah, I could really be into that, absolutely.
Especially, like, backstage promos, okay, Cesaro can't talk on the mic properly.
No.
Having backstage with Renee getting interviewed...
Yeah, Renee sets up the questions, he answers in a couple of words. It could definitely be done.
It could easily connect.
We the people. That was my favourite gimmick. It is. And he wasn't even American.
Yeah. That's
so beautiful. It was
they never
good.
Covered that, did they?
No.
No.
No, no, no. They finished it off by...
He's a Swiss-American?
Yeah. But then, I don't know, they kind of screwed that one over. His big time came at WrestleMania 30 when he turned on Swagger.
Yes.
Which was good. Anyways, we're getting off track, which we don't do anymore because we don't have another person here.
Shots fired.
Calm down, boys.
So then we have our next match come up, and it's Team PCB versus Team Bella again.
Again, fast forwarded. I shouldn't say that as a girl, should I? I should be all about, female power. No, fast forwarded.
Mm. I'm just...
I don't know what they're doing, the Divas Revolution. It's not really a revolution.
I was
kind of
confused why Paige was with them. I mean, at the end it made sense, but
because
they shouldn't have even got that far.
Yeah, at the end,
I thought Paige was already against them.
When I was covering it for the page, I saw the segment, but it still didn't make sense.
I was like, why are you guys being friends?
I put the picture up and I was like, I wonder if Paige is going to turn on them.
Mm.
Like, ha ha ha, this is probably going to happen. And of course, I do the old Chris Powell and predict it right.
You did the old powwow.
The old powwow, and Paige turns on them. So,
I mean, yeah, that was cool, and she got a big pop for that. So hopefully, there's no more fucking.
I just wanted to go somewhere else. Like, it's getting really stale now. Need to do something different. They're having the same matches.
Like, you got the main roster, everyone's doing different things, but when it comes to the women, they're all doing the same thing, and it just makes no sense.
Like, I wouldn't mind seeing a match versus Charlotte versus Becky. I wouldn't mind seeing a match. Sasha versus
Paige
or something, but I mean, we've seen those matches.
Sasha versus Natalya.
Or
Naomi versus Becky.
Becky versus Natalya, whatever. I just want them to mix
Sasha
them up.
Versus Naomi.
Just Sasha in everything, because she's the boss.
No Naomi.
What
about Tamina?
She should follow Cameron's suit.
No Tamina. She's related to The Rock.
No.
You have to win my attention.
Oh.
She doesn't really wrestle. I haven't seen her do anything spectacular except stand there like a statue.
Mm.
She's done fuck all. It's really, really sad what they're doing with her.
No comment.
Yeah. So, Team Bella win. Hooray! we get a backstage segment with Zeb Coulter and Alberto Del Rio.
I'll be honest, I fast-forwarded because I saw Del Rio.
They introduced themselves as the new nation of Mexamerica, so that's where we all hear it from, because we didn't know what was going on before then. He has a match against Neville, which is another qualifying match. That was next.
What were your thoughts on that match?
I had a few good spots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't too bad. I didn't really watch all of it, to be honest. I was kind of ducking in and out.
Well, you just enjoyed it?
I was sort of falling asleep as well a little bit.
Oh.
Sorry.
Nothing against the competitors.
People weren't paying attention to Del Rio. What did I say?
No. I wasn't. It was nothing against that. It's just that...
Chris was right.
Shut up. It wasn't the fact that it was because they were on. It's because of the fact that...
It was Del Rio.
No, it wasn't because it was... I'm going nowhere with this. I'm just going to keep... Random fucking circles. Del Rio wins. Del Rio wins and...
of course he does.
He qualifies. So now we have Reigns and we have...
At least he didn't hurt anyone.
Owens and Del Rio. So we got one more match to fix. And the aircon has just been turned off. Thanks. Cold. It's not that cold. it's warm in here.
He's wearing a trench coat. Okay.
Take your pants off.
No.
You first. So we have the European Alt. Yeah, I've got that right. I had to remember again. It's not a catchy name, to be honest.
No. Need European to Nation of Domination.
No. No.
That's the name.
I would just go with the European affiliation.
European
Nuts. That's European Nuts.
What was their name in WWE 2K12?
The European Union?
Yeah.
Yeah, I That'd think be so. Better. That'd be it. Yeah, but they faced off against someone else this time.
Oh.
They faced off against the Dudley Boys and Ryback.
Dudley Boys!
And Ryback, yeah. It was...
I'm sensing you don't like Ryback.
I have a big, strong feel for hating Ryback. I do not like Ryback one bit. He's just a big...
shook up.
He's just... Go read a book.
That was terrible when he did that. Do you guys remember? Did you fast forward?
No. I remembered. I was laughing my ass off going, this is deplorable.
Well, I wonder if Jess didn't pop for me. I was... She didn't know what I was talking about.
I'm sorry, I've been fast-forwarding.
Why are we always fast-forwarding Raw? Because it's shit, guys.
Because it's Ryback.
Ryback, exactly. Ryback. That's my explanation. I think I'm justified.
Yeah, it's Ryback. We don't care. King Barrett, Rusev, and Sheamus win, which is good. We like that.
Good. It was great. Like I said, big fan of Ruru. Big fan of Barrett. Sheamus, he's a guy.
He's never going to live that name down now, is he, Ruru?
He's Ruru.
Wherefore art thou, Ruru?
That's so adorable.
Ruru, you know it. Oh, that was a bad one. That was like a dad
Someone's
joke.
Someone's
going
to create a page with that name.
Yeah, Ruru.
You know it.
I should just be a new
Vladimir teacher. Knows it.
It's going to be probably a shirt.
Putin in ya. we're getting off track.
I'm so sorry, Mum.
So, yeah,
these could be ideas for a shirt.
Yeah, the European Union, and that's what I'm calling them now, they won. We go to our break, and then it says here Bray Wyatt, but someone made a spelling mistake.
Oh, who did that?
It was actually the Lords of Pain guys that I read it from. Oh. It's not me, so I'm not dyslexic. Bray Wyatt in his rocking chair. And he talks about how he attacked Undertaker.
He talks about some stuff.
Yeah, you know, Apocalypse revealed its face and rah rah bloody rah.
Do you know what? It's a tired gimmick. Like he's done that spiel a million times, but I had to sort of sit back in the middle of that and appreciate the fact that it is such a good promo. Like it actually is a really, really good promo that he cut.
It's amazing.
But we've seen it that many times. That makes it a little bit more.
I'm really disappointed you didn't bring up the fact that he versus Undertaker this year lost. Is that not going to ever happen?
Yeah.
I want them to talk about it.
Well, hang on. I'll read this little segment of what he said. Wyatt says, once you've had a taste of that power, there's no turning back and you get addicted. Wyatt says he's feasting on the soul of the Undertaker right now as we speak. He needs more and more and wants it more. He won't stop until Undertaker is forgotten. You know, that's like... That's trippy sort of shit. Like, you don't hear people say that anymore. He goes, right now, somewhere Taker's soul is being ripped to shreds. Piece by piece, bloody bit, bloody bit, rah, rah, rah.
Ooh.
He gets a bit brutal in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finishes off with, after the fans boo him, he says, rest in peace, Phenom. And then, Kane comes out. I was like, oh, you're a bit late, buddy. You were supposed to be there last night. So Kane comes out.
I was sort of down to he was hurt.
He was upset. He lost his job.
The man had a family.
He was already sinking the beers. Where's he going to bring home that money for the family?
What I don't understand is why come out by yourself? You're Kane, but four against one, still not going to work.
But
he's the big
red
machine.
Who would he have with him?
That's the thing. Honestly. That's where I find it interesting coming up for Survivor Series.
Well, you know when I said hashtag we'll get to that?
Yeah, hashtag we're getting to that now.
Are we?
Oh, we are, we are.
Hashtag excited.
All right. Well,
so, obviously...
Excitement!
Obviously, Kane came out trying to defend his baby brother, or his older brother.
Older brother.
His older brother. And it looked pretty awesome. Kicked some ass while he did what he did.
Yep.
And it was like reminiscent of the old Kane. I was pretty happy with that. Then he got taken out and carried away. Now, here's where I get pissed off.
Oh, I'm scared.
Are you filming?
No.
Oh.
No. Should I?
No. Okay, so...
I don't want the people to see me how mad I get.
It looks like... You know, I'm not a genius, but it looks like it's going to be Undertaker and Kane versus the Wyatts at Survivor Series, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Four against two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say they're going to have a team. Who's going to be on the team?
Big Show's going to turn heel.
I think whoever is going to be on the team...
No face.
Taker and Kane should bash out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you didn't come to help us. Fuck off.
I like that idea.
It's simple. Like, honestly, like, no one came to help him.
Mm.
Especially Taker. He's been there, for, what, 25 years?
But it would have been 4-1. Or 4-2 if they assisted them while they were still, you know,
able. Doesn't matter. Help him.
Okay.
At least
okay.
Be taken out. What happened to the old days when a face would get attacked by, like, a group of people? What would happen?
Mm.
Fucking Stone Cold be running out there with a chair and
stunners. Yeah.
And finger and everyone. No. Yeah.
Dean Ambrose didn't have a match.
That was wrong.
Dean Ambrose didn't have a match. He could have come down like a lunatic with a chair.
Yeah.
He hates the damn Wyatts.
Yes, I can say that. Fair enough.
And then, okay, so he didn't do it for Taker. Next night on Raw. Same thing happens to Kane. No one helps
him. What have they been doing with Ambrose?
Hashtag, we'll get to that.
Okay.
So now you go into Survivor Series looking like Undertaker Kane versus the Wyatts.
Yeah.
Who did?
And what, they're randomly going to get picked, like, what, someone who's not wrestling? Oh, okay, Ryback, you're going to be on them.
Yeah,
spoiler alert, yeah.
Spoiler alert,
SmackDown, supposedly the Wyatts did the same thing to Ryback what they did with Kane and Undertaker.
Mm.
I hope that doesn't happen.
No. I do not want to see Ryback with Undertaker and
That's
Kane.
That's how it would have to happen, though.
That's why I think Undertaker and Kane would be like, fuck you.
Yeah. Well, any other situation, those wrestlers that are trying to put a team together would be in the back trying to sweet talk people, or, you know, trying to get them on side.
Mm.
Taker and Kane would never do that.
Exactly. No.
That's not their character. Mm. So that the only way for them to have a team is for, the Wyatts to go after someone else, and then they, you know...
Then there'll be the team of the people who got taken out by the Wyatts.
Common
but it's
interest.
Just like,
yeah.
You shouldn't be on a team because you didn't help him. Right, you didn't help him. You know what I mean?
Poor Ryback.
They could have gone after anyone else.
I know.
Anyone but him.
Exactly. Anyone but Ryback.
That's it. That's my.
You know what Ryback needs? He needs to go back to Ryback-Axel.
He needs to go to.
I preferred him as a tag team with Curtis Axel.
I agree.
That was better.
Stay in the tag team division.
Fuck off, Ryback.
Just leave all together is my thought. But anyway.
Honestly, think about this. Look at the photo. It's going to be the White family versus Brothers of Destruction
and Ryback.
Yeah, really.
That'll put a lot of butts in seats. That's bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, they end up beating him down, take him away, just like they did with Taker.
What about if
Ryback gets really, really injured, and because he recently tagged with the Dudleys step in, and it's Dudleys and Taker and Kane versus.
Yeah, who's going to be the fifth member for the Wyatts?
Ryback gets injured.
Oh, Ryback gets injured.
And then
Dudley
step in because
they're
racist. Oh,
no, I get you now. Yeah.
That would be my train of thought.
Okay.
That wouldn't happen, though.
I thought of that as well.
They're feuding with the New Day. So.
That is awesome, but then, what happens to New Day? Whom is New Day going to defend against?
That's the problem we have, which we will get to that hashtag, get to that with Survivor Series and whatnot, and who we think, all that sort of stuff. There's a few questions in there, I think, from our fans, too. So, hashtag, we'll get to that. moving along. We had the final number one contenders qualifying match. Big E versus Dolph Ziggler. Now I kind of laugh because it's like they.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
They used to be a tag team,
but they're not a couple. Oh, yeah. It just looks strange.
It does. It does. And then of course Summer.
It's Tyler Breeze.
Summer Breeze comes out they have their own little VIP section, and they're all sitting there with the camera. And
oh, he's so buried. He's so buried. He's gonna go nowhere on this roster.
No, they've already killed him before he even started. This
is his Raw debut, and everyone's like, who?
Yeah.
I would have put him with Ziggler and made Ziggler a heel and have made them a tag team. That's something that I could have watched. Because they're like the pretty boys.
Two pretty boys, exactly right.
They're like the pretty boys.
The blonde hair, beautiful specimens.
And it would shake up the tag division as well.
Exactly. I mean, I know Ziggler's a lot older than Breeze. I think he's like 10, 15 years older than him or something. I think.
Yeah, but so.
I mean, that's what he was saying in a recent interview that I saw, is that, yeah, I'm a lot older than Breeze. A lot older. I'm like, oh, okay. I would prefer him as a tag team. So he's 35, Dolph Ziggler. How old is Breeze? We'll find that out in a second.
The beauty of Google.
27. So he's like 8 years. So there's still a little bit of difference.
It's negligible, but how many years has...
Thank you, Google.
...Tyler Breeze has versus
Dolph in exactly. the industry. A lot of, yeah.
That's what you want to look at.
But yeah, Ziggler faces off against Big E, and Breeze just sits there and does nothing for the show. Just sits here and watches.
I expected him to attack.
I did too.
Yeah.
I was very, very upset with that. I thought, man, what's going on? Come on, let's get
I did involved. Like how Big E had some of his drink.
Yeah, I don't... that was funny. I don't want him to just be a SmackDown guy that goes on SmackDown and does something and just makes an appearance on Raw. It's shit.
Yeah.
You know, do something with him and make him look good as a heel. I was getting a bit worried then. I actually thought Ziggler wasn't going to win this match. Because, as you know, I'm a big mark for Ziggler. I love Ziggler and his work and everything that he does.
I can't stand him anymore.
Shame on you.
Because
Reigns. You hate Ziggler. No. You don't like Daniel Bryan.
What?
Oh, no, hang on. No, that's Sean. Sorry.
I'm sick of Ziggler ever since this whole... Rusev thing.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've already used that.
It was so boring with him.
Yeah.
I lost. I gave up on him.
Yeah.
It's freaking Summer Rae's fault. Just blame it on her.
I'm just glad Ziggler won though in the end. There was a very, very close falls in that match near the end.
Yeah, I loved it. I think
that kept me on the edge of the seat.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite match of the show.
It was good. I mean, the height that Big E gets from that splash. Like, he nearly gets as tall as Carly stands off the air.
It's pretty impressive.
Off the floor, yeah. It's really, really good. And he lands it flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As Jericho says, it's a bag of pillows falling on top of you.
It's definitely a really good move. So Ziggler advances, which is really good. Then Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns are in the back. And this is when it gets to me starting to think that maybe we may have an Ambrose heel turn.
No.
Because hear me out. Because of the fact that Ambrose says, you know, you've got one more step to go. He reminds him that he's been this close. Three times he's been this close. This close. A lot. Like, he says it a lot. And I'm thinking, is he going to come out and stab him in the back? Is he going to do it if he qualifies and does it at Survivor Series? Are we finally going to get our three-way Shield match that we've been waiting for?
I honestly think they're gonna hold that off for a long time. They want to get a big payday out of it.
WrestleMania. You're going, which is awesome.
They're gonna want to have a big payday for it.
If you guys remember one of our favorites, hashtag Chiquito was here with us the other week, and we're talking about WrestleMania packages. Well, the other person that's going with Chiquito is Jess.
None other than me.
And they got the Texas Star package. We got that locked in.
Thanks to these guys. Second row, potentially first row behind the commentators.
So look out for the Australian contingent there. I told Monty to wear his Port Adelaide stuff.
They're going to have 4-3-4 flags.
Yeah, we're going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
You guys have to design something. I'll definitely hold it up for you.
Hey,
I'm not artsy, so it's up to you. you're the creative guy.
The backbone of this company. God damn it.
So, we get... So we get that with Ambrose, and then we cut to the ring again, and it's the whole finally finishing off for the month of October, Rise Above Cancer. Now, I'm for it to Rise Above Cancer. I think it's a great cause. I just don't like, and I think a lot of people agree, the people that are affiliated with WWE, being Susan G. Komen. I don't know a lot about it. I've heard a lot of stories. Not positive. I like the fact that they're raising the awareness and trying to, you know, get people to fight it, but at the end of the day, where's the money really going? And that's the thing that's really, really sad. What do you think?
Well, yeah, how much of the merchandise money goes to the cause and how much goes to Vince?
I think it was about 20% or something goes to him or something.
Less?
Are you the stat man on that?
That's disappointing.
Mm. I can't remember the actual figures, but it's less.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Bugger all. I think it was like 13.
Wow. And how much goes in the pockets?
Well, the remainder, right?
You don't have to. It's all right.
I don't know. I'm going to quickly Google. Let's see if it comes up or something.
But, as a comparison, Ronald McDonald Day, $1 per Big Mac. How much do Big Macs cost?
Yeah, bugger all.
Exactly. But no, but, like, it would be like, they'd be giving, what is it, 30% to the charity and the rest is going to the owner of the store's pocket.
Yeah. I think that's just how most charities work.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they have to pay people to do the job of, you know, marketing and raising awareness.
I mean, they're not going to do it for free forever. They have volunteers, but...
Yeah, exactly.
You want something out of it.
Google is not giving me the answers I want.
Fuck Google.
Never, fuck your Google.
Never trusted you. Okay.
You don't have the right answer. Thank you, Stephen Hawking. Yeah, bad impersonation. So after we had the Rise Above Cancer segment, we see the final cutscene back to The Miz playing as Steve Austin.
Goddamn.
And then obviously Austin makes an appearance and I'm like, oh, it's Austin.
What?
Hell yeah. You got some beers up in this bitch, as you say.
You dumb son of a bitch. Austin 316 says I just whooped your ass.
It's just a shitty plug for the game. I'm pumped up for it. I can't wait. I'm hanging out for the game to come out because it's going to be the best game they've ever brought out.
I'm pretty happy with myself. I pre-ordered the game and I don't even have a PS4.
Good job. You're coming over tomorrow night to play with me anyway, yeah. So it's okay.
Whoa, that sounds wrong.
Play the game with me.
I heard something else.
Okay, cool.
It's all about the game and how you play it.
It's all about control.
It doesn't matter. We get to the Fatal 4-Way match, the main event. What a main event, to be honest. It was.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. The highlight, obviously.
Main event's so good, I watched it twice.
I mean, you had parts where you'd have Reigns facing off against Owens, Ziggler facing off against Reigns. Then you'd have Alberto facing Owens as well, sort of thing, in a mix and a match. They had their spots. It was really good. Kept me right in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does right on the edge.
I heard a few people say they wouldn't mind seeing Alberto Del Rio versus Owens.
That would be interesting.
Yep.
It would be because it's
all the combinations
new.
In
kind
the actual
new.
Match works for me. All of them.
Even
would he,
you know
would,
what else would be
Del
good?
Would Del Rio be the face though?
No.
It'd be heel versus heel.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
Because Owens,
like,
you love
do you know
Owens.
What would be really, really good?
What?
Did you guys like the combination of Reigns and Owens?
Yes.
That was really.
Yes.
Everyone was like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah. I was very, very.
I'd
surprised.
Be on board for that.
I was.
Hence why I'm wearing my Roman Reigns shirt tonight.
Hence why I'm wearing my.
Fight Owens, fight.
I'm just an advocate, all right? I've got my Eat Sleep Promo Repeat shirt on. I'm happy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Gotta feed the Jew.
Feed the Jew. I'm not Jewish, but okay.
Gotta feed him.
Gotta feed the fat guy. So yeah, the match was really, really good. I was hoping for Ziggler to win, and because I really would love to see it, Rollins versus Ziggler.
Yes.
I think they put on an awesome, awesome match. So much. I mean, you remember?
Can we?
Yeah, I was gonna say,
let's go back a year. Remember what happened?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the last
crazy.
Two guys. It was. Awesome. I can't believe it.
But out of nowhere. The Stinger. The Stinger comes out of nowhere.
He's been in the company for a whole year now. Like, get your head around that. No one thought he'd ever come to the WWE.
Mm.
And he's been here a year. Hopefully he makes a speedy recovery from his injury at the hands of Ziggler. Rollins, sorry. So, yeah, at the end, we had
Maybe he got attacked backstage by Ziggler. We don't know.
We actually thought Owens was going to win because it was getting quite close.
God, I would have been happy.
Yeah, Reigns ended up blocking.
But we knew Reigns was winning from the moment he came out from the start.
As soon as that Superman punch came on.
I liked the way he won, though.
Yeah. Pop-up powerbomb into a Superman punch and then spear.
I ate all of it. Like, it was...
You ate all of it?
As in, like...
The shadow.
I ate it all up. Like, they had me.
You're my new rock.
You're my new rock.
No.
You're the younger one.
Don't put words in my mouth.
You have long hair.
Just the rock.
He's more beautiful than me. I can't have that.
He had longer hair.
It's so luscious.
So yeah, Roman wins and he faces off against Rollins at the pay-per-view. So all in all, I thought it was a pretty good Raw. A lot better than previous weeks. I thought it was.
Let's hope it's up and up from here.
Yeah, definitely.
I love what Roman's is doing now. Reigns is doing now, where he's like talking to himself.
Yeah.
I like that. And then even when after he won, he looked up and I saw like a thank you God type thing, and it just, I like it. Like it. It's sort of different side of him.
I just can't wait for the crowd to shit on him. Let's go, Roman. Roman sucks.
Roman Empire. Roman sucks, as you call it.
I just want to see the Roman Empire burn.
Hey, guess what, man?
What's up?
Guess what time it is?
Tool time.
It's time for the tweets.
Oh!
It's time for your...
Eat, sleep, tweet, repeat.
Eat, sleep, tweet, repeat. Yeah. It's time for your chats, your comments. We are going to answer them. We've got a lot to get through tonight, actually.
We've got a lot. You send them in, we answer them. That's how we do.
So, Pal, over to you, my friend.
Okay, we're going to go with the first question. It's sent by Ben.
Ben?
Yeah, Ben Carver.
Thanks,
one
Ben.
One of our Facebook fans.
Yep.
Good guy. See him commenting all the time.
That's what we like.
This is the first question. I'm going to throw it to you first, Box. Do you think the women's wrestling on the main roster can be as good, creatively speaking, as an NXT at some point? Personally, I don't think anything will get better until Bucky Beaver and Mr. Supposedly in Touch are gone. Wow.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. I'm assuming he's talking about Vince and Trips or something.
No, he's talking about
Kevin Dunn and Vince. No, fair enough. I actually don't think, nothing's going to happen until they're gone. Triple H is taking over.
One day.
And what he's doing at the moment, we don't want to rush it. We don't want to rush the divas that we love that are coming through NXT. We don't want to force them down our throat so quickly, because then we'll get over them so quickly.
Yep.
And that's the way things have been going lately. I reckon, yes, do something with the Divas division. Do it differently than what they're doing it right now, but don't bring up some of these
They need
really
to stop
good...
the tag teams and stuff.
Yeah, they just, one-on-ones, triple threat, stuff like that. Just
work the
have
way
them
out
all face
the,
against each other just
the,
for the title.
Yeah, work their way out for the championship.
Screw this whole team stuff. Let's get them facing each other. Then, eventually, you might get Bayley coming up. You might get... more Sasha Banks.
Alexa
Who knows?
Bliss.
Alexa Bliss, exactly.
Carmella.
Who knows?
Eva Marie.
No. Yeah. God, no. We might even get my dream come true, which is an Aussie Divas team with Emma, Billie Kay, and Peyton Royce. That'd be an awesome Australian Divas team.
That'd be pretty good.
I'd like to see it in NXT first and see how it ran, but that's what I think of that. I think the women's wrestling right now is getting stale. They need to fix it up. Not bringing up NXT at this point. At some point, yes, but it needs a lot more time to build.
What about you, Jess? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I don't like the tag teams. I don't... As someone who doesn't watch NXT, and I don't watch that Divas show either, I can't remember the name of it.
Total Divas,
that's it.
Total boredom.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a girl. Like, I should be into that kind of
I'm
stuff,
a
but
real
I'm not.
Girl. Ashley is.
Yeah. Hi, Ash. I don't actually.
She's gonna be laughing right now.
Yeah. Bless her. I don't because I don't watch those shows. I'm not invested in the Divas. I don't know them as their own individual characters.
They're fake on that show
them,
as well. So
yeah, I've only seen them as they've been in the tag team. I don't actually know them, and because I'm not invested in their characters, I don't care about their matches.
Mm.
And that's coming from a girl, and I should be rooting for them, and I'm not.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I agree with both of you.
Awesome. Thanks, Ben.
Make very good points. The next one is sent by Stephen Wall.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah, go on, Stephen.
No worries, mate.
Stephen
Wall sends in a good question.
Cool.
With the return of Del Rio, do you think WWE may bring back John Morrison once he finishes Lucha Underground.
I want them to.
Just as CCC.
What he could do, imagine a match between Ziggler and Morrison,
yes,
or Rollins that's and Morrison,
what
was, yes, or you know, something like that would be
Owens awesome. And Morrison.
Owens and
Baylor and Morrison.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe in the
Neville and Morrison.
Maybe in the
Neville and Morrison.
Maybe in the new Eminem. We'll just find someone else starting with M. maybe at the Royal Rumble. Who knows?
Let's call him Meville.
Meville.
Adrian Meville.
Adrian Meville.
I like
it's just it. It's just Meville. Maybe at the Royal Rumble he comes back and you could have a part where hypothetically say Rollins isn't the champ or he is or whatever and he's in the Rumble and he's facing off against Kingston and Neville and then Morrison comes in and you've got these four really good technical
athletic guys
to just put on an awesome show.
He's going
to
make the mid card so much richer if he comes back.
He'd be great US IC. Yeah.
As soon as I read that question, I thought Morrison versus Ziggler.
Yeah, that would be great.
There's one other guy that I would really like to come back that I thought got really misused. Drew McIntyre. Drew Galloway. I thought, seeing some of the stuff that he did back in Ireland.
I saw him here alive in Perth.
We saw him. Yeah, I didn't. No, I missed that one. The stuff he did in TNA, yeah, it was probably shit in TNA, but he's a big guy.
He was just used
really, really wrong. Yeah. He could be an awesome talent in the mid-card, you know?
Working with the European Invasion Group.
Exactly, why not?
Have a dominant stable.
Take over the...
Especially if you get the Wyatts doing one thing on the other side, then have the other guys doing it to everyone else, then eventually one day, boom.
Yeah. Nah, that's good. Good question, Steve. Thanks for that. Enjoyed that one.
Okay, so Kenny Gore sends in a question.
Kenny Gore. Say, I told you, buddy, you'd get back on.
Who would you put in the Hall of Fame classes this year?
Oh, wow. Ooh,
include at least 5 stars, a diva, and a celebrity.
It must include.
This one's pretty hard. How about this? We all try and add to it because it's a lot on one person.
I've been thinking about this because I'm going to be at the Hall of Fame ceremony next year.
Oh, this is a perfect question for
you. So I've been thinking about who I want to see. Celebrity-wise, so there's actually a few people that I would like to see. Shaquille O'Neal, maybe.
Yeah.
There aren't too many people left that are celebrities that have had a large impact on the wrestling on WWE.
Yeah.
Maybe him.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see it.
Divas, I'm not sure. Like a female. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
We'll say.
I don't know about that one.
I feel like if they choose anyone else right now, it would just be because they need a female, because they actually deserve it.
Which is
quite disheartening. I think that they should just do away with it completely. I'm
sorry. Yeah, I probably wouldn't put a female in this year.
No, but do they have to?
I think people are just expecting it.
Yeah,
because you've got Lita in there.
Medusa.
They will never do China.
No, they will never do China,
which breaks my heart a little bit.
That's how it rolls.
I mean, you could put China. You could put Jacqueline. She's from Texas.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not a bad.
She was. She
point.
Had a pretty big role. She had a pretty.
Has Ivory? Sable been inducted?
Sable. Okay, I was thinking Sable.
Because
if Brock's gonna be if Brock's gonna be there, then Sable would be pretty perfect. She had a huge thing with Vince. Very iconic
career on herself.
Diva, yeah.
I mean, and how could you not have Sable in before Tammy, Lynn Sinch, or whatever her bloody name is.
Okay, Sable. It's done. Lock it in. Just lock it in, Vince.
The guy, did we mention your man?
What?
Dwayne?
Who are we talking about?
Dwayne? Are we talking about Dwayne?
I would love to see him in the Hall of Fame. Oh,
I don't think he goes in while he's still wrestling.
I don't think so.
I don't
either.
Think he's really wrestling much anymore.
But
he's
still going to be. But if he and Triple H can't figure out a match for him in WrestleMania, then maybe this is what puts the butts in the seats.
Mm.
Putting him, announcing him as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's earned it.
He would headline it then.
He's earned
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, I'll cry more. I cried for Edge.
Is Taker headlining it?
Nah. I think they're
people think Taker's going in.
I don't think Taker will, not this year. I think, it's 25
hometown.
Years home there.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
Hometown.
I'd like to see that
too. I'd personally wait one more year. I know Monty wants
Sting
to go
as well.
In so I can see him.
Sting as well.
Stinger as well, yeah. That's it could
he's
be
a guy.
But you want to save some of them for
he's from
for
Texas.
People.
He's probably this.
Let's just
I think
throw them all in.
I think Sting's last match will be Mania.
Yeah.
Honest.
Yeah. Mm.
Free Birds.
Yes, the that's
fabulous. Yeah, Free Birds. Yeah.
I think that's almost five.
Is the NWO in it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, they are. Because DX is no. No, I don't think DX is.
X-Pac.
Yeah, X-Pac's the kid's the last one.
One, really, two. Well, yeah, he's the only one that's not in.
And Trips is not in either.
And Triple H ain't going in.
No, Triple H ain't going in until he's actually dead. Probably.
Until he's, I don't know, he's not going in.
That's a debate we could go on about all night, I think.
Actually, let's cancel out Sable and put Stephanie in there.
Oh, no, don't.
No,
I freaking love Stephanie versus
I love
Trish.
Stephanie too, but oh no. Just just stop the horror.
I prefer her.
She's the boss's wife. Daughter, wife. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's gross.
No, but I love Stephanie. I've loved Stephanie forever. I think she's so great.
She gets so hotter as she gets older.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she's have crimped hair.
Like Jennifer Aniston.
Disgusting.
Oh.
Ew.
Jennifer Aniston is getting so hot.
High five,
Jennifer
high five.
Aniston is disgusting.
Yes.
Okay, I can't trust you guys on anything.
Guys, okay. Send us your thoughts on Jennifer Anderson.
Anderson.
Whatever her name is.
I'd also like to hear from anyone that doesn't like her.
Yeah. Next
question.
Okay,
so next question comes from Jordan Bolton. Our supposed plans to turn Sasha Banks' babyface a good thing. What do you guys think on that?
I don't know too much about her.
I think she'll stay heel.
She'll stay
heel, but I think the fans are turning her face. Yeah. I mean, she's a really good heel. I mean,
she should just act heel, but the fans like it. Simple.
Yeah, I mean, she gave it away too. Like you could see it Raw's when she was there, and the
smiling.
People are chanting for her. She's got that little smile, and she's blushing sort of thing. She can't hide that.
But she would be a really good role model if she turned face to little girls that whose mum and dad will buy them little Sasha Banks t-shirts and spend money with WWE.
Mm.
And
that sounds like
Bailey's
job.
Yeah,
but you don't want to be a hugger. You want to be a boss.
A legit boss?
A legit boss.
True.
And I think if her as a face, if she was the boss as a face, I think...
They're definitely getting a lot of little girls enjoying wrestling.
I think it's also like a building for independence for kids as well too, because she could be like
a
face of anti-bullying.
She doesn't have the big boobs and all this. And
no,
that.
She's just like, you know, I'm a normal girl. I love what I do. And
I wanted to change.
I stand
the
up for myself. I'm the boss, sort of thing, you know.
That's
and
true.
that would probably work really well if it was, to happen.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's a pretty good question.
Mm.
The next one sent in by Dan Vogel. He wants to know
Dan Vogel.
Who do you think is next for Brock Lesnar?
What do you think, or who do you think?
What do you think, isn't it?
Oh, what do you think is next for Brock Lesnar?
Retirement.
Obviously.
I've been waiting to say that all day.
I'm going to assume. He's meaning opponent.
No, I think he just means like, well, yeah, storyline opponent. Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Jess?
I can't see anyone in the current roster that you could put him up against. Honestly.
The only man you probably
the
could.
The Wyatt family.
Would be The Rock. If they did a match between him and Brock at WrestleMania, that would put a lot of butts in seats. Rock would have to come up into some really good physical condition because he got gassed big time.
Yeah.
If The Undertaker can do it,
now.
Brock Lesnar can do it.
Mm.
The Rock can do it.
It would have to start, it would have to be from now.
Yeah, and I don't see that happening.
No, exactly, so that's what I mean, but I can't actually see...
But stranger things have happened. It is WWE creative we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, what's next for Brock's? Who knows?
I mean, the dirt sheets of Twitter and Facebook are saying he's probably Royal Rumble next time we see him.
Mm-hmm.
Another fan theory is he's going to be facing Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. Obviously, build up the Wyatt family, and then building up to the WrestleMania, he'll take out one member of the Wyatt family each time he appears.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Obviously, destroying the Wyatt family, and then finally he gets to Bray.
I'd like that
idea, could be alright.
Yeah, yep.
If the storytelling is good, it might play out a good story and make a whole lot of sense why Bray's trying to take Undertaker's powers,
maybe
souls and all that crap.
Maybe if it's down to like the final four and Lesnar's in there and the Wyatts come out and eliminate him, that takes him out of the picture for the title and puts focus on the Wyatts. That's the only way I reckon it would need to be done, because Brock still wants the title back.
Yeah.
And he's got a few good years left in him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you know, he's part-time. And I had a little argument with someone on Facebook the other day about how, oh, fuck these part-timers coming in sort of shit. I like the part-timers. I think it keeps them keeps relevant. Them fresh. Yeah. Keeps them fresh.
Yeah.
You know, seeing them. Oh, if you had Sting every single week, he would
go through boring. The roster and then...
It'd be boring.
Then he's in tag matches with Ryback.
You get a massive pop when you haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, we were hating on Brock for a while there. Mm. For a while there because of the part-time thing, and now I love it.
Appreciate it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It makes sense. When he comes out, you get excited.
Exactly, and that's why they do it. So, yeah, another good question.
This one is something we kind of discussed earlier, so we've actually hashtag we're coming to it.
Yeah.
It's sent by Aaron Chathra. Mm-hmm. He wants to know, who do you think Ambrose will turn heel? Do you think Ambrose will turn heel? I'm very sleepy.
Have another drink.
Do you think Ambrose will turn heel?
Yes.
Yes.
When?
Survivor Series.
Well, that's too early. What about you? Jess.
Royal Rumble?
Maybe Rumble. Maybe Fastlane.
Oh, that good old Fastlane pay-per-view.
I was going to say Elimination Chamber.
Fastlane pay-per-view.
But no, Fastlane. We're on the lane. We're on the Fastlane to WrestleMania. Shut up, Cole.
That pay-per-view sucked. Brian Reigns was good because Brian carried the match.
You
have to agree. You know I'm right.
Yeah, I know you're right.
It's inevitable. Ambrose has to turn heel.
I mean, everyone's been asking for it for so long to have the Shield, not like a reunion or, you know, a triple threat match. And that will just blow the roof off. That'll make WrestleMania.
You can already bet on it on SportsBet for WrestleMania 32.
Exactly.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was interesting.
That would be absolutely epic. And who cares about, you know, what's going to happen to a few other people, like, you know, Randy Orton, John Cena, all that sort of stuff. You know what? Let the young guys shine. They were in NXT like 3-4 years ago. They might be headlining WrestleMania.
Mm.
You know, that's awesome. I want that. And I think everyone else does too.
I've got another question from Mark Angelo. He wants to know, when do you think Seth would drop his title? Do you guys think he's going to pass CM Punk's 434 consecutive day title reign?
Yes. No.
I think Triple H will give it to him. No. Just because it'll make us forget even more about He Who Should Not Be Named.
No.
Yes, and then we'll just have to change the page name.
I don't want to change the page name.
No, keep it.
I like the 434.
It's a legacy.
Could turn into the 474.
No.
475.
It doesn't mean the same.
The 464.
It's the 434, and that's the way it should forever be.
I would not hold up a sign that says anything different.
Touche. Well, that's not going to happen. If it's going to be 434. Well, technically,
if that happens, he's going to be the champion until, like, SummerSlam
next year or something. So, still plenty of time.
You're not talking about the logistics of it, right?
Yeah.
I can't, like, I like Rollins as a heel, but I can't. Yeah, I can't, yeah.
Do you have a question?
Oh,
we've got another question from one of our friends sent in.
One of our friends, hey?
Used to be a former admin on the 434.
Oh, did he?
Big shout out to Jono, aka Jaime.
Righto. All right, first question. In the event of Team Taker versus Team Wyatt, who would be on Team Taker?
Oh, we sort of talked about it.
I don't care. I just want Taker and Kane to bash them up. And I just want to see the Brothers of Destruction versus the Wyatt family, personally. Two versus four.
Yeah.
I think they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yep.
We all agree?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Another one he shouted out, which I think we've already covered a little bit, predictions on Lesnar's opponent at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'm thinking Bray at this stage, but, you know, it could be Rock, it could be Triple H, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't think it'll be Triple H.
I just wish Rock for my sake, not for any other reason.
So Brock versus Rock, the rematch?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Mm. I'd love that.
Mm.
That would get attention from... Anytime
The Rock's on my TV, I'm just like, fuck yeah.
Hey, me too.
She's not fuck yeah, she's fuck me. Completely off topic. is actually what it says in front of me. Completely off topic. Pick three former or current WWE employees to be the new Raw commentators.
Oh...
Completely like a curveball straight out.
CM Punk.
Out of nowhere.
CM Punk.
Current, right?
Former or current.
Oh,
CM Punk, Jim Ross, The King.
Really?
Edge and Christian.
I don't know.
Edge and Christian will be
with JR.
But yeah. I would actually go with Punk as the colour commentator.
Yeah.
I'd have JR in there and Corey Graves.
Oh, nice.
Corey Graves is a damn good commentator.
He is.
He's taken it by the reins with what happened to him with the injuries and whatnot.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I do enjoy him.
Mm. Get rid of Byron.
What would be your third person?
Yeah.
Sorry, Byron.
I like CM Punk as well.
Yeah.
As my third.
But we're not realistic.
He who should not be named. You know what? Get over it, people. He was in there. He left.
He was brilliant,
but...
It was good while he's there.
He's not coming back.
No, he's not.
We're allowed to support CM Punk on whatever he does.
Do you know who I want to return?
Who?
Off topic.
We like doing that.
Yeah, it's happening all the time.
I want to see Batista.
Blue Batista.
How good was he before he left, though?
Yes.
Before he left, everyone was like, oh my God, he's actually really awesome.
Yeah.
Then he left.
Because
he's kind of like...
He took his tight jeans with him. And his blue attire.
Maybe he's the new Brock opponent.
No, ooh. I wouldn't want to see Brock first.
Boy, no. That's a good point. Because Lesnar and Batista were a part of that class of 2004 with Orton and Cena.
They did get brought
and
up in that.
And we've not seen Batista versus Lesnar.
Ever.
That could be something that'd be really good. It's something we haven't seen. It'd be once in a lifetime.
That would actually be...
the proper way of doing once in a lifetime.
Again.
You know, that's actually... That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, you'd mark out for that. Batista would be the face, obviously.
Jezebel called it.
Hashtag
but people hated him when he returned because he obviously took the spot of Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, but that was why they hated on him. Because of the fact that we're getting Batista thrown down our throats that he's going to face off against Orton.
He didn't like the way it went down.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
No.
He knew he was getting fed.
And we knew that he was coming back like 2 weeks prior because they released it way too early. Give us a surprise, you know? It was ridiculous. But yeah, that's it from Jono.
Thanks, Jono.
Thanks. Good questions.
Yeah. Really good questions, guys. We enjoy answering all your questions. Keep sending them in. All right. Now it's time to just do a quick recap of the... Night of Champions. Tournament of Champions. I'll get it right. I'm just reading Night of Champions in front of me. So basically what's happened so far, we're down to 3 teams. We had a few good ones. I'll just play the theme song. So we had 3 match come in. 3 matches. Actually, no, sorry, we had a bit more than that. We had 4. As I'm just pulling it up on my screen now. So we had Kane and Abyss taking on Owens and Zayn. And that match was easily won by Owens and Zayn.
My team.
Your team, yes.
That's right.
They advance.
Woohoo!
We also had Ambrose and Foley taking on Shelton Benjamin and Kurt Angle.
Oh my goodness.
In real life, that match would be freaking awesome.
It'd be pretty epic. I miss Kurt.
Yeah, I miss Kurt.
Kurt Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But Ambrose and Foley won that one. They got the more votes out of everyone. Then we had what I thought was going to be the match of the tournament, but it turned out completely wrong. Lesnar and Austin taking on Punk and Bryan. I thought that match was going to be absolutely epic and it was going to be close and torn, but it was a complete shutout by Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. That absolutely destroyed them. I think it's because Punk's in the team, that's why. So that's why we're going to change...
A lot of people are just fanboying out.
Yeah, that's why we're going to change things up for Season 2. Season 2 is going to be a lot different. There's going to be a total of 24 teams.
God damn.
So that's, what, 72 people?
God damn.
3 brackets. And
God damn.
They're going to be mixed all the way through. You're not going to get regular guys in the same teams.
Is it going to be women?
There are going to be 2 women.
Oh, my God.
2 women involved.
2?
2. And these women are actually ones that you would be believable to face off against men.
Like who?
I don't want to reveal it just
yet. Okay. Okay. It's a surprise.
He's so sad.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got two matches left. We've got our last one up at the... our third last one up at the moment. And that one being Johnny Mundo and Finn Balor, who advanced against Reigns and Goldberg, which was quite a shout-out. And they face Punk and Bryan. So that's quite good. Currently, at the moment, Punk and Bryan, of course, are destroying Balor and Mundo.
You bastards.
Which, you know, I can see it happening. Bryan and Punk are going to win. I don't want them to, but, you know, at the end of the day, everyone's a fan. So, yeah. And then,
so that's the thing.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Punk and Bryan win.
Probably. But then you got Owens and Zayn taking on Ambrose and Foley in the next match.
Oh, come on, my team.
So, who knows?
Semi-KO.
We might see Owens and Zayn taking on against Punk and Bryan.
I think that will be the match.
That will be the match that might decide. That's the way I think it's going to go. That's the way I think it's going to happen.
That'll be pretty epic if it happened.
I'll be honest, I've been a bit slack.
That's realistic, that could happen.
I've been a bit slack in getting the tournament matches up over the last week or so.
Why is that?
Because I've been lazy and tired.
Okay.
But I've got the other ones up now. We've got a little bit more to go. I'm more excited about the 3-on-3 because the final match will be...
Stables!
It will be 3-on-3-on-3. So they'll have three teams to choose off to
pick a winner. Tag team player.
So it should be good. Teddy Long would be proud of me.
He would probably holla.
So yeah, it's looking good. We're going to touch off with our final segment of the night, and we do this with all our special guests. And it's the truth about. So we're going to find a little bit about Jezebel or Jess and where she's followed wrestling from, where it all started, what was her favourite match, all that sort of stuff. So over to you. Where did you
There's no song.
Start watching? What hooked you?
I remember the night perfectly. October 2000, actually.
Yeah.
I think it was SmackDown. Actually, it was the 26th of October, if I can be precise.
Oh,
That was a really good episode.
I was, considering
today's the 28th of October.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, sorry, 26th, so Monday was my
anniversary.
15th anniversary. Yep. So, I actually remember I was just flicking through Foxtel or cable or satellite, whatever you like to call it.
Yep.
And I saw none other than The Rock cutting a promo up in the Titantron, and China and Mr. Arse were with him, and he was cutting a promo on the right to censor.
Yep.
And he had me hooked from the moment I started watching.
He captivated you.
He did. He he's got so much charisma. I can be a hero, baby. He just drew me in, and I've been a fan ever since. Honestly,
The Rock has that kind of power.
You like the people's strudel.
Whoa. PG, mate.
This is not PG. This is fucking far from PG. We're in the R rating section now.
Yeah.
And I spit everywhere again. Shit.
People's strudel. Loved it.
Yeah.
I started, watching 15 years ago, so I would have been, 12 years old.
Wow. So what was your favourite match? Best match you've ever seen?
Okay.
Best top match five, I've ever seen. That's hard.
I can probably give you the best match. Triple H versus Undertaker at WrestleMania 28.
Because you were there for that too.
Because I was there, and Shawn Michaels was the guest referee.
Hell in a Cell.
It was amazing.
Did you honestly think Taker was going to lose that?
Yes.
I did as well.
I wanted Triple H to win.
Oh!
I wanted him to win. I love Triple H forever. He's my favourite heel. I love Taker too, don't get me wrong. I love him, he is a legend, but I wanted to see Triple H win and I wanted to just watch it happen live. So that was probably best match. Best pay-per-view, King of the Ring 2001.
Mm.
No, sorry, 2000. King of 2000. Main event, The Rock and Taker and Kane versus Vince, Shane and Triple H.
Yeah. I remember that one. That was actually a really good match.
It was amazing.
And I think I actually watched that on the network not too long ago.
I might have actually told you to.
Yeah, I think we did. Did we watch it at someone's house?
Yes, I think I put it up on the screen. We watched it. And of course, Rocky comes out the victor, WWF champion. But I would have liked to.
How good was that title? It looks so amazing.
It's beautiful. I had like a vinyl sticker of him, like with that title that I had on my car, and then I sold the car, so I had to take it off. And then I tried to rebuy it online. I actually found a website and I bought six of them just in case, just because six, you know, never came.
Oh, what?
They never came. My heart's broken. I had to trade up for a Brummer ball at the back of my car now. And what my about... RKA out of nowhere sticker.
I like that. That's pretty cool.
So how long have you been following for now?
15 years. Yeah, but like, I mean, there were times where it lost me for a couple of years at a time.
Life happens.
Do you know what? I haven't even really been across the whole Shield thing.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of dropped off for a bit.
Yeah, I started watching again after, or like at the end of their time together. So I missed that. Yeah, I missed a little bit, but I've come back and. Fan again.
There's no one like The Rock to kind of draw your attention in.
No, not at all. But I wouldn't want there to be like
no one can replace The Rock.
I suppose I'm so dedicated to him that like I feel like I was backstabbing him if I started liking someone more than him.
That's why Stone Cold's still my favorite. No one can get past Stone Cold.
To give you guys an idea on how mad Jess is about The Rock. Tell them about the yearbook.
The yearbook. Oh, okay.
The yearbook.
What's the yearbook?
Shut up.
So the second last day of high school was a dress up day. They wouldn't let us do a muck up day, which we do here in Australia, where you pretty much just rampage your school and trash it. They wouldn't let us do that. They said that anyone would do that was going to be suspended or.
Not expelled, graduate.
Pretty much 2 days before. So their idea of, you know, a consolation prize was dress up as something as what you'd like to be when you grow up. And, of course, everyone dressed up as, you know, occupational
jobs
as you would expect. You know, you had the cops and the tradies and everything like that. And I come in a white dress and a tiara and a...
In a wedding dress.
In a wedding dress with a bunch of flowers with a big rock figurine in it. And I got in the school yearbook. You know, everyone knew me in high school for my love of The Rock. So much so that I'm actually organising my 10-year reunion, which is happening next month.
Are you bringing a cutout of The Rock with you? This is my boyfriend.
I'm going to leave it in my room. It can't be taken out to a nightclub and destroyed. My best friend got it for me for my 21st birthday. Yeah. It's sacred.
Duh. She has a rock pillow.
I didn't even last night, right?
She's all rock everything.
If you discount the fact that I have a rock bedspread from when I was 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Hashtag all rock everything.
All the time, all rock. so much so that, one of the girls that I used to go to school with actually messaged me and was like, oh, by the way, I was watching something on TV with The Rock on it and I couldn't help but think of you. And I was like, that's just what I'm known as.
That's your thing.
As soon as The Rock comes on, we're basically like, oh, Jess.
Yep. Yeah, he's got my eyes light
up.
Any
video,
you know, sit up straight, full attention. Full attention. I love him.
Yeah. That's a pretty good story. I can't even remember my yearbook. I think I went around and tried to get everyone to sign it for me and no one did.
It was a loader.
We got given our yearbooks, well after we left.
That makes sense.
Well... That pretty much wraps up the show for the night. I think it's been quite good. Thank you, Jess, for coming on.
It's been fun.
We've really enjoyed it. Hopefully, you listen in next week. We actually have another special guest with one of the guys from the 434.
Who's on next week?
Fall of Man. Hashtag Fall of Man. Sean, all the way live from New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
We're going to Skype call him next week. There's about 12 hours difference between us and him, so hopefully, if all things go well, we'll get to speak to him. Thanks, guys. It's been awesome. Have a good night.